Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
BTS, WIP's second favorite performers just behind Coldplay.
That's true. They're right there, and they're always rising on my charts.
Goes Coldplay, BTS, Foo Fighters. By the way, I have a Coldplay update of sorts coming up in just a little bit, too.
Awesome.
Yeah. BTS, how many guys in that band?
Seven.
40, 50?
Seven.
I was going to say seven also.
Seven? Which one's your favorite, Whip?
The third from the right.
Gotcha. He is great.
He's awesome.
Or the guy with the pink hair.
What does BTS stand for? Does it stand for something?
You got a lot of questions.
Behind the scenes?
I've got another one coming here in just a second.
All right.
Is it behind the scenes?
No. Well, originally,
that's very good, Violetta. That's two compliments on the 530 Club. That's very quick.
Is that really true, or are you making that up?
I don't know that I could have come up with that. Behind the scenes? That might be right.
I'm checking.
Apparently, they're known as the Bangtan Boys, and they do have seven members.
Okay.
What does BTS stand? This might take a little while.
Oh, I found it.
You found it?
Literally meaning Bulletproof Boy Scouts.
Bulletproof Boy Scouts?
Yeah.
In Japanese somehow?
Yeah, the Bangtan Santong.
Korean, that's right. That's right. They are Korean. They are not Japanese, right?
Nope.
Yes.
Korean.
Okay.
Korean boy band.
Which takes us to today's Hey, I Was Wondering. If you have a Hey, I Was Wondering question, text those in at any time. Violetta's got her eye out for them. 60123. And we'll do our best to get you one of those Eric in the Morning prize packs. Has anybody confirmed with the Big Karwowski? Do we even have those?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. All right. Just wondering today from a 219. While listening to BTS's Dynamite, do others get aggravated? Yes.
No,
it doesn't end there. I just wanted to end the sentence there. While listening to BTS's Dynamite, do others get aggravated when they say, "Ding dong, call me on the phone"?
Yeah.
Isn't ding dong the sound of a doorbell? Just wondering, thanks.
That's a good point.
That is funny that this question happened because I didn't know what the question was coming. Mm-hmm. And I'm just looking at the lyrics because I think even in that first verse, some of the lyrics are so awesome in their weirdness.
Awkwardness, right. Or
that
like
would be
old
one
school.
Of them.
Hang on.
Cup of milk, let's rock and roll.
Right, well, that's, yeah.
Let's jump up to the top, LeBron. And there was ding dong.
Yeah.
Which rhyme with ping pong.
They're just trying to rhyme words.
I love it. Ding dong, call me on my phone, iced tea, and a game of ping pong. Huh.
I love when they say word up, because nobody says word up anymore.
That's solid. Yeah. Nobody says solid anymore either.
That's true.
There you go. Isn't ding dong the sound of a doorbell? Yes. Yes, it is. But I guess our answer to today's Hey, I Was Wondering would be, remember, English is not their first language.
Yeah.
They decided to sing in English, so I'm certain they sat around and said, okay, let's just find words that rhyme.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know what any of them mean, so...
You get a lot of, like, sort of generic American references in there, you know, like
you
rock and roll,
right.
King Kong, Rolling Stone, LeBron.
We got to sell a lot of this stuff over in the West, so say things they like. LeBron.
Yeah, exactly.
I believe they like milk.
Exactly.
So try to work that in.
I also think things in other parts of the world take a while to get there, like trends, because I know, like, when I used to go to Serbia every summer when I was growing up, like, they would be into things, like, three seasons later. I'm like,
you guys are so aggravating.
Well, you guys are just discovering, like, Britney Spears
or,
like, Drake. I'm like, really now?
Every time I go to Serbia, I'm like, those shoes are so last spring.
Yeah.
See, I would say I think we're late on the K-pop bandwagon,
you know,
because that's been a huge thing.
I think we should stay there. Let's stay late.
No, this is good.
Yeah. In fact, I'm fine if we don't even arrive. Just one day, who would you like to be? I think I might like to be that guy who got Halsey pregnant. Dale Earnhardt Jr. wants to be Tom Brady. Whip, you want to be who?
I'm going to go with Marie Holmes, Eric. You know who that is?
No clue.
Well, as I Googled big lottery winners, Marie Holmes came up as a $188 million winner from a couple of years ago in the Powerball.
Great choice.
I think I'll take that.
Great choice. Oddly enough, Tom, who do you want to be for just one day?
I want to be Whip.
Really?
Careful what you wish for.
Do.
Yeah. And what do you think is the best part of being Whip?
Well, he gets Dunkin' Donuts every day on the way to work.
Uh-huh.
That's
he's
true.
Up early.
Uh-huh.
He's on the radio and he's around you two. So it can't be half bad.
Oh my gosh!
Wow! I had new appreciation for my life now.
You might be surprised. Thank you, Tom. Who would you like to be for just one day, Lisa?
I'm going with Vanna White, baby.
Vanna White.
Pretty.
That's a good one.
Because it's easy. Is that what you're thinking?
That wardrobe. She doesn't have a lot to do, and she just sits there and looks pretty on TV.
That's true.
And she has a real estate empire in California, too, right,
yeah,
Eric? Haven't
we
discussed this before? She owns, like, tons of mansions.
It's crazy how much money she has.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to stick to my guns on this, and I know nobody believes me. I think Vanna and Pat had something going for a while.
Oh,
and,
totally.
And might still.
You never
know.
Like,
there's a vibe there when they're doing their little bits. There's something.
Mm.
Something going on.
A little magic.
Maybe right, yeah.
At number three, Linda, for just one day.
I'd like to be Morgan Freeman.
Morgan
oh.
Freeman.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd like to lay in a bed of his voice. Is that what Ted
yeah.
says?
Yeah.
What do you like most about him?
You know, the mysterious, he's like, he has an aura of mystery around him.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like,
right.
It's just, and then his narrations are great.
Oh, he's terrific.
You know?
He's fantastic. Yeah, he's velvety.
Mm-hmm.
Remember we
so
told you
velvety.
Yesterday about the story that you can sign up to have Morgan Freeman crank call your family.
Yeah.
That'd be nice. At number two, just one day, Mike.
Elon Musk.
That's a pretty good choice.
Mm. Yeah, right.
That's pretty interesting for just one day, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a very intriguing guy, that's for sure.
Yeah, did you see Tesla just announced for the first time in, I believe, 18 years Tesla's been around, they are profitable.
Oh, I didn't know they were that around that long.
Yeah, they made that announcement yesterday. And finally, in at number one, let's be honest, if you could be anybody for just one day, Mike, who would it be?
I'd like to be my wife.
There you go.
See what's so wrong with me.
Yeah. There you go. She's such a lucky woman, right?
Yeah, I want to experience it.
Right.
Yo,
look at her. She's over there living the dream.
Yeah.
That's so
that
great.
Made my head hurt.
That's so great. There's a bunch of stories. Swanee handed me some stuff. Violetta handed me some stuff. Man, the internet is chatty.
Yeah, it is.
Headline, the internet thinks the shopping cart test proves you're a good or a bad person.
Oh.
That actually makes sense, I think. You know what the shopping cart test probably is, right?
I don't think I do.
What would your guess be?
Like checking what's in your online shopping cart?
No.
Oh.
When you actually go shopping, this is how they can prove you are a good or bad person according to the internet. If you go to use a shopping cart, you know, a Jewel.
Yeah.
Load up the shopping cart, you push it out to your car, you're loading it up. If you put it in the designated shopping cart collection area in the parking lot, you're generally a good person in life.
Okay, well, this actually makes 100% sense.
If you leave it to drift off into other parking spots, you're generally a bad person.
Yeah.
That kind of makes sense.
Totally.
Oh, total sense. Yeah.
See, even if I've done something bad that day, I look at the car and I go, well, I'm putting the cart back, so how bad of a person can I be?
That's right. That's right. Whip, do you put it back?
Yeah, I will. It's kind of fun. You can, like, throw it in there kind of hard. And
so
see
you can
if
be
it,
a good person, but still get your aggression
you
out.
Throw the cart in there aggressively. It feels great.
That does make sense. The shopping cart test. How many of you are evaluating yourself as a person right now?
You'll think about it.
Proving you're a good or a bad person. Also, let me throw a couple other quick things at you that the internet seems to be talking about right now. You ready? Here's a couple of posts. Different people on Instagram. Whip, girls will go back to that guy that screwed them over 1,000 times, but won't go back to the lady that messed up their nails once.
Yeah, that sounds true.
That's absolutely true.
That sounds true.
Right, you're so quick to X her out of your life, but not him.
Yeah. Manicurist screws up your nails, she's gone. She's gone. She's
done.
That's
it. Nope. Yeah.
Guy can do whatever he wants, you keep going back.
Well, not whatever.
Another text, or another Instagram post. Sorry I didn't text you back, I was pretending I didn't see it, and I ended up actually forgetting.
Ah.
That's true.
That's true, too,
so
yeah.
Accurate.
You know, I didn't see your text line?
Yep.
Yeah.
Everybody sees the text. That
mm-hmm.
never works. Another one. I once dated this girl who spoke so much about her ex that even I ended up missing the dude.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's pretty good. Elsewhere on the internet. I get really offended when someone doesn't sit next to me, but I'm also relieved when someone doesn't sit next to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a dual...
Like if you're on the L.
Yeah.
And you see someone come on and it's kind of crowded. You're thinking, don't sit next to me, don't sit next to me. And then they don't. You're like, I wonder why they didn't sit next to me.
Right. What's wrong with me?
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
And finally, I'm just going to get gas in the morning is one of the worst decisions you can make as an adult.
That's a fact.
And then, yeah, and then you're like, can I make it to work on 10 miles till empty?
I can't live that way.
Mm-hmm.
I can't live that way. Find out what's trending on Twitter right now at the social media desk. Is Violetta ready to go?
Yes.
All right, top three. Here we go at number three.
Kraft mac and cheese trending because they are releasing a pink mac and cheese for Valentine's Day, and it's going to taste like candy. So, yeah, I know. At first, everybody thought that it was actually going to be candy-shaped like famous pasta, you know, in the box.
Right.
But it's going to be cheesy and sweet and pink.
I don't know that I want that.
No.
No.
Don't mess with mac and cheese. Trending on Twitter number two.
The first pictures of Kristen Stewart as Princess Diana Spencer are out. And if you stare at this, it's like you'll look at it for hours and you cannot.
Hours?
Yeah. You can't see anything other than Diana.
Just yesterday, Whip, I looked down at it and I was like, wow. And the next thing I know, I looked at my watch and it was like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah. Like I've got to use my time a little more wisely.
The entire afternoon. Yeah, so where did it go?
Yeah. Spot on.
She does look just like her, though.
Yeah.
It's weird because you can't see Kristen Stewart in it anymore. It looks just like Diana. It was written by Stephen Knight, the same guy that did Peaky Blinders. Uh-huh. The movie is expected to be out in fall of 2021.
You know, I love Datelines.
Yeah.
And I watched an old Dateline the other day. It was like a 2 hour one.
Okay.
You know, the life and death of Princess Diana, which I thought I knew everything about and was going to be like, all right, this will be just background. Whoa. There's a lot of stuff that went on.
Yeah.
That you never knew about. I never knew about it. First time I'd ever heard it. A lot of stuff.
Well, those Datelines, they better put some new info in there for a story like that.
Sometimes those go on for hours,
they
too.
Sure
just stare
do.
At them.
But those feel like time well spent.
And trending on Twitter, number one.
Mike Posner has new music.
Oh, no.
I really don't know what he's been up to since his 2006 hit.
He's just been wandering.
He ran across. He walked across the country.
Exactly.
Bitten by a rattlesnake, didn't he?
That's right. He almost died, I think, or according to him.
If I'm not mistaken, he's cooler than you, too. Anyway, what's he doing?
Yeah, so he's back on the scene. His song comes out today at 9:30 a.m.
So I saw the story. A woman spends $27,000 on massive My Little Pony collection. And my initial indication is to go, why? And then I realized when you collect things, there really is no why.
No. It's just the thrill of collecting them.
Whatever it
That's
might
it.
Be. There's no answer to the why.
There isn't.
You just do. 312-233-1019. You collect what, Nicole?
Twist ties, all of them. The plastic ones that come around the bread.
Right. Twist ties from the bread. See, now my indication would be to go, why? But there's probably no answer to that, is there?
I use them again. I really do. Most of the times. I mean, I have quite the drawer, but I use them again.
Okay.
Do you also save rubber bands?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Do you steal, like, ketchup packets when you go out?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, me too.
All right.
Yeah. You never know when you're going to need ketchup.
That's right.
My grandma always has those little McDonald's milk things.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, those are good.
Kevin, your collection is?
I got a collection of shot glasses, actually.
I've heard of the shot glass collection before.
Do you get them from, like, vacations you go on or anywhere?
Yeah, just growing up, my brother was the one actually who collected golf balls, and my dad had the little pint glasses. Mm-hmm. And next to the pint glasses were these shot glasses, and I just started collecting those.
You're like, all right, it feels like that's my spot in the family.
Yeah, I got a quarter. Yeah.
Yep. That must be relatively common, because every gift shop you go into anywhere, they have a whole, like, a rack of those.
Shot glasses.
Yeah.
How many would you say you have, Kevin?
Well, I want to say I actually counted them last year. I had close to 200.
Wow.
And then I ended up having to get rid of some because I moved out, and then I didn't have all the space. So.
Right. They take up a lot of space.
Yeah.
The shot glasses. And plus, you become a big drinker.
So, you got to use them.
Sue, your strange collection.
Magnets from vacations and cities and towns and states and countries that we've been to.
Magnets. Mm-hmm. Do you put them on the fridge?
No, we actually bought a big 2x4 piece of aluminum and we hung it on a wall in the garage. So instead of buying souvenirs and tchotchkes from all the places we visited as tokens, we have them on this big metal board in the garage. It's actually pretty impressive.
There you go. It's a way to track the history of your movements.
You have any obscure, weird ones?
Hold on. Do you have any obscure, weird ones?
Neuschwanstein Castle in Germany, Prague.
You're not messing
places.
Around.
Yeah, it's better than like the Dells.
Right. That's what I thought. I thought it would be like Branson, Missouri.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. Your strange collection, Elaine.
I collect spoons.
Spoons.
Ah.
All right, twist ties, magnets, shot glasses, spoons. Where do you keep your spoons? Do you display them?
No, they're in a footlocker at the end of my bed.
I see.
Wow.
I see, and is it hard when you're going around to different places to find just random spoons?
I usually find some at, like, you know, like my famous one was at Wall Drug in South Dakota, but I have friends and family that have gone all over the world. Mm-hmm. And it brought me spoons back.
Now, are these people that are just stealing them from restaurants? Like, those kind of spoons?
No, well, some of them are from restaurants, but some of them, like, have the names of the states and the countries.
Right. You're like, here's one from Denny's and again, Branson, Missouri. And I got you a magnet, too. Your collection, Jackie.
I collect sand from everywhere we travel.
Sand from everywhere you travel.
Yep, so we put it in these beautiful little glass bottles, and we have a collection of probably 60 right now, and all of them are different colors, so you can see the different shades. My favorite is from a black sand beach in Iceland.
Wow.
That is impressive. What if you go somewhere that doesn't have sand?
Then I just don't get any.
What?
Yeah, you just don't go to those places, Violetta. We have a sand-only policy on all our traveling.
I wasn't sure if you use dirt or snow or I don't know.
Hey, you want to go to New York City? Absolutely not.
Right.
There's no sand there. Have you watched Bridgerton yet, Whip?
No.
Are you going to?
No plans.
You probably should.
You think so?
That way I don't have to.
No, well, okay.
No, both of you should. It's really good, and I feel like, as guys, you can learn something.
What do we need to learn?
Stuff. Potentially.
You know, I can only learn things from one show at a time. Bachelor has taken up all my mental space on learning stuff right now.
You can't learn anything there.
So. Yeah.
How about Deadliest Catch? I learned a lot there. I learned not to get too close to the cages when they're going over the side.
Just how to be, you know, like more tender and attentive.
I'm tender.
No, you're not. And both of you are a little sharp.
Tender. Netflix says Bridgerton is its biggest series ever now.
Mm.
It's the talk of the talk, Bridgerton. Netflix just announced that the hit is officially its biggest series ever. It's been watched by 82 million households around the world within 28 days' time.
That's a lot of people.
Surpassing Netflix's own projections, they thought 63 million was about the number of households. 82 million now. I remember when I said a couple of years ago, Netflix, this is never going to work, this business model.
Yeah.
I can't make this work. There's no way.
Yeah. Well, the original programming thing, that's what's doing it.
Yeah.
Per Netflix's report, the show hit the top 10 in every country except Japan, and the Japanese are not interested. Maybe I have a little Japanese. Maybe I'm part Japanese because I'm not that interested.
Do you like Japanese whiskey?
I love all whiskey.
Okay.
And I love sake.
Oh, I love, yeah, sake's good. But that'll mess you up quick.
Bridgerton was number one in 83 countries, including the U.S. It's a period piece, though, right? It's like
the
1800s?
Yeah, it's set back then.
And it's basically a lot of people just taking off their wool clothes.
No.
That's what it's about?
No, it's about, like, the pageantry of, like, getting married off and, like, what young women had to go through and finding love and, you know, marrying for money or marrying, you know, for feelings.
So, they've renewed it for a second season, that I know. And I also know the first season is 8 episodes, right?
Yes.
If I watch the first episode, will I be hooked or does it take like, you got to get like 2 or 3 in?
It takes 2 episodes and then the good stuff starts in the third. So maybe just start with the third because you don't really care about the character developments or knowing their story. Just start it, like, watch
I think you don't care about that. You just want to get to the dirty stuff.
Is the good stuff the people doing it? Is that what you're talking about?
The thing is, because you just don't think that they're going to get to this point, and then they do, and it's just, they're so in love. It's really a beautiful story between the two main character, Duke Hastings and Daphne.
It sounds like a bad soap opera, Duke Hastings and
Duke
Daphne.
And Daphne.
It sounds like
it's
laughable.
So cute.
I feel a responsibility to try it as much as I don't want to.
No, come on.
Stick
come on. Stick with not watching it. There's a million things we haven't watched.
I just think it would. You guys would
Here,
like
I got
it.
A better period piece for you. Ever tried Stranger Things?
I'm not doing
that's
that.
That's a period piece from the 80s.
That's a little
more relatable.
That time investment's even more. That's way too much. 312-233-1019. Tracy, you're a weird kid moment. Hi, Tracy.
Hello.
Hi.
So I used to take my wings off of flies that I caught in the windowsill.
Wait,
hold
what?
On a second. So you would catch flies and take their wings off?
Yes, I would take them and I would take their wings off.
I think that they've studied people like you.
Yeah. And
what about cats?
Is this your one call that you're allowed from prison?
No, I'm just kidding,
Tracy.
No, yeah. It's all.
Oh, well, yes, it is.
Yeah.
You have a collect call from Stateville.
Put them through, Swanee.
That's great. Thank you, Tracy. Thank you. Taylor, your weird kid moment.
Hello. Yeah, my weird kid phase was picking up bugs. Not the poisonous ones, but the daddy long legs and worms, and I thought they were cool, and I'd put them in other people's faces and be like, look at this.
Oh, you went through a bug phase, a bug and spider phase.
Now, you did not rip off any of their body parts, right? You left them intact?
Oh, no. Yeah. No, I'd always, if they were inside, like spiders, I'd be like, oh, no, and then I'd go put them outside. And
nice.
Yeah, saving everybody. Chance. Yeah, saving the God's creatures. That's lovely. Your weird kid moment, Julie.
Hey, I used to carry around a rubber rat that I named Spike, and I made him a house. Oh. And when his tail fell off, it was like the worst thing to happen, and I had a funeral for him.
Oh, God.
Poor Spike.
Tail fell off. Sure wasn't ripped off by Julie, who called earlier. Julie? Yeah, the rubber rat. Wow. How long did you go through your rubber rat phase?
Until my parents got me a dog.
At the age of 27.
There you go. What was the rubber rat's name again?
His name was Spike.
Spike. And did you guys have an imaginary language with each other?
Oh, clearly.
Oh, yeah. Think you know the answer to this one?
Well, is this a hint?
No, it's not.
Is it on the list?
Not in the top five.
Okay, interesting. Then I don't know the answer.
Would you have put the Blues Brothers in the top five?
No, but I thought maybe Blues Bars would be in the top five.
Okay.
It's one of those things you're supposed to love to do, but
Would you have put it in there, Violetta?
Yes.
Sweet home, Chicago. All right, let's see what we have here. Most overrated, Matt.
Is it pizza?
Pizza. Is it pizza? Chicago pizza. No, it is not.
Good. That delivers.
Hey, baby, don't you want? Come on, this feels great, doesn't it?
It does.
No, oddly enough, the number one most overrated thing in Chicago, Violetta, is so nervous, Omar. Tell her.
The bean.
The bean is exactly right.
That's what I was thinking, but I was afraid to say it.
The bean.
Yeah. Why? I don't get it.
Well, yeah, you must be in the minority then. That was the number one, the bean.
I don't know what people are expecting versus what it delivers.
I think probably it has that reputation, oh, you got to go to Chicago and see the bean. It's something else. You got to go do it. And then you come to Chicago and you go, okay.
It's a mirror.
There it is.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
Yeah, no, obviously, you enjoy it. The five most overrated things in Chicago, in at number one, the bean.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, you take your selfie and you go. That's it.
Always the selfie with you.
But it's true. You take a mirror's picture and then
I don't know what else people think is going to happen.
Don't overthink it, Whip. It's, again, you have in your mind. If people tell you something is great for so long,
right, I know.
Then you go there you're like, all right, it's not bad, but, you know. You build it up. Actually, it's your responsibility for building it up so much in your mind.
Under-deliver. Under-promise, and over-deliver.
Number two is dyeing the river green.
It's already green.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Number three is castaways if you're over 21. Okay. Chicago.
Oh, yeah. So true.
Number four on the five most overrated things in Chicago, the strip clubs.
What?
Whip's like, no, they're fantastic.
Yeah, that's disrespectful to the ladies there.
And number five on the five most overrated things, ice cream trucks.
What?
Come on, the ice cream is terrible.
Get out of here.
It is terrible.
It kicks ass. Are you joking?
You've lost your mind.
Oh, you've offended Whip.
Oh, come on.
The ice cream trucks, the actual ice cream you get all pumped up, and then you walk away after you've purchased some for $7. Like, this is just like frozen water.
No,
Cocoa
it is
taco.
Not. Come on.
Freaks from Florida. They're freaks from Florida.
A lot of them. It is the land of the freaks. Up and down the whole state. You can't find a normal person anywhere. I noticed that our freak pile is piling up. So, not to be redundant.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Let's start with the Florida freak animals and end with Florida freak animals.
Okay. Ooh, okay.
All right. I'm just going to give you the headlines. You just stop me. We can just go headlines. If you need any information, stop me and we'll grab it.
Okay.
Ready? Freaks in Florida. Headline number one. Out of Dania Beach, Florida. Colony of friendly wild monkeys grows near Florida airport.
Friendly wild monkeys. That's
a colony of African vervet monkeys.
Yeah.
Has lived in Dania Beach near the Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport for decades.
Okay.
But people have been noticing them even more lately. A colony of 40 monkeys lives there.
That's a lot.
Wow. Yeah. But they're friendly,
they're
though,
They're very
huh?
friendly.
That's nice.
Very friendly. They're all very nice, said Dave Winquist, manager of the Park and Go. I've never had any problem with the monkeys. There is a sign posted, please do not touch or hand feed the monkeys for your own safety.
Okay. Yeah. Better not.
Sarasota. Two Florida women arrested for impersonating police and live streaming the fake traffic stop.
You think they were intoxicated?
I think everybody in Florida is intoxicated.
Always.
Could you? That would be kind of fun, though.
Well, look, this person's intoxicated. Titusville, Florida. Drunk driver fleeing police claims he was driving too fast to pull over and would have crashed if he tried to pull over because he was going
safety
so fast.
Safety first. He's thinking of the safety of everybody.
Yeah.
That's true. You can't come to an abrupt stop when you're doing 100.
Especially when you're drunk in Titusville.
Yeah.
In Cocoa Beach, mattress attacks biker. A Florida biker is okay after being injured by a mattress. The biker was on the highway bridge when the mattress fell off a truck and struck him.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah. He's fine.
Oh, good.
He's from Florida. It's not much he can hurt. Indian River County, Florida, or wherever that is. Florida man jailed after snoring loudly in the McDonald's drive-thru.
How is that possible?
And why is he in jail?
28-year-old man was arrested after snoring loudly and apparently sleeping behind the wheel at McDonald's.
Oh.
The case of the dozing man happened at 3:47 a.m. Why do you think he was there?
He was drunk
and hungry.
Yeah, there you go.
That's
and he fell asleep.
A lot of people in jail. A lot of people drunk in Florida, I told you. Jacksonville, naked Florida man steals police car.
Oh, wow.
Okay, that's good enough.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that feels like just an average freak from Florida.
You want another naked?
Yeah.
Clearwater, Florida. Naked man attacks customers at the rooms to go.
Oh, okay. This we should dig into.
Yeah, I'd like to know a little more about that, yeah.
A 19-year-old naked man was arrested for assaulting customers at the Rooms to Go furniture store. The teenager ran out of the store and attempted to attack several people who were just coming in to get a futon. All right, I might have added that.
Okay, you did.
I just added that.
All right.
And finally, start with the animals, end with the animals. Mm-hmm. You ready? Florida man tries to steal horses from stable in order to ride home.
Oh.
Okay.
Lake County, Florida. The sheriff's office says ranch owners reported several horse stalls were open and the horses were loose. As they were being corralled, the owners told deputies they saw a man driving the owner's truck. One of the owners was able to stop the man, identified as Mark Anthony Hunt. Three names, he's in trouble. The sheriff's office says that the man was trying to get on the horses to ride home because he's been drinking most of the day.
Most of the day.
Not the whole day.
Yeah, most of the day.
Yeah.
The sheriff's office says the horses are valued at $20,000 to $80,000 each.
My God.
Yeah.
That's more money than the freaks from Florida need. What's everybody else talking about? An update trending on Twitter. We check at 7 in the morning and then again at 9:30 via Let It, the social media desk. Mm-hmm. Monitoring everything, what everybody's posting on Instagram, all the selfies and lunches, dogs.
Lots to go through.
Right, then working our way through Facebook.
Yeah.
And then landing on Twitter top three. And at number three,
J-Lo and Matthew McConaughey reunited on Instagram Live for the wedding planner's 20th anniversary. They gushed about working with each other. And then Matthew says, you know, that was kind of the close of my rom-com era. And J-Lo took that opportunity to say, well, not me. I have a new one coming out soon.
Yeah,
so it was cool.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you, Matthew. 20 years.
Yeah. I love that movie. It's a classic.
Trending. A classic. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Jennifer Aniston is back on the set of The Morning Show. She posted a picture of her and her hairstylist in her signature white tee and skinny jeans look. You know that she looks effortless and beautiful. Fans are looking forward to the second season of The Morning Show.
I wonder when that starts. I kind of forgot about that. I thought it was pretty well done.
Yeah, it was well done.
It was really good.
Yeah.
I was hooked.
Yeah. All right. And trending on Twitter, number one.
Chucky trending right now because of a viral video of someone dressed up as the Chucky character pranking people on the subway in New York.
Yeah.
He has the mask, the wig. He's also little. And he's holding like onto people's ankles and people are sharing it. You might see it around today. And that's kind of the story.
And big Chucky. You can't have a big Chucky. It's a little Chucky.
Yeah, he's a doll.
Guy in a mask, right?
Yeah.
Pretending to be Chucky the doll.
Exactly.
Or football coach John Gruden.
Maybe it's him.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.